It's a Hemad Aleph, about six lines after the Mishnah, seven lines after the Mishnah. So more asked the question that the case was Rizkana Miyada. So she didn't just say Dinadoram Ainli bin on this piece of property in the case of the Mishnah. There were two wives, and there's a piece of property designated for the purpose of the ksuva, klatin the ksuva, and one of the women, the husband sold it. One of the women told that person, "I have no claim." Deal the worm ainli imoch. So that's the case of the Mishnah. So Morris says, "Why is that binding?" Because that phrase is not binding unless Morris says, in the case that she did a kinyan suitor, that phrase is binding. The Mor says, "Well, let her argue." Nachas ruach hasisi lebali, and that's the question. The Mor proves it from a Mishnah a Mishnah in Bava Basra that lokach min ish, and then chazav lokach min isha. So the kinyan from the isha is not binding because she can say nachas ruach hasisi lebali
to gain favor, like with him.
Yeah. So now. That's what holding by the, that was holding by the question. So Amar Bzeira, Amar Chistol Akasha, Horeb Meir, Horeb Yehuda. So the answer is that this is Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, Chasim L'Rishon Amalei Chasim Aloi, the Sheni B'Chasim Aloi. Okay, if they she. If the husband sold one of his properties, and on that arrangement, the woman did not agree to the sale, she didn't sign off on it. But the husband sold it to a second person, and that one she did. So the fact that the first time. She did not sign off on it, and the second time she did. In the kind of the second time, she's serious because why she changed her demeanor, her actions between the two situations. So, if there's no other properties other than this field, The husband then, let's say, subsequently would die or divorce her. If only that field is the only field to collect from, she gave away her rights to that field. Dibra Meir. Hudoimer, Yechel, Hisha Timer, Nachas Ruchas Isa Labali. Atem, Alachem Alai. Okay, so she has this argument. Was saying that even the second one that she did do, she realized her husband wanted her to sign off on it, so she did it. Why didn't she do it the first time? She didn't cash out the mice. The fact that she did it the second time doesn't prove that she's really serious about agreeing to the sale. So the question was over here, let her say, Nachazur Chazizu Labali, that's the Behuda's taina. That's the Mishnah we should quote from Bava Basra. But our Mishnah over here is going like your mayor. Rebbe Sosim La Hachak, your mayor. Sosim La. So we have. What Rebbe did was he was Sosim this Mishnah like your mayor. Sosim La Hachak, your Yehuda. So the Mishnah that. The Mishnah over there in Gittin, he was soisim like Yehuda's Shita. The Mishnah over here, he was soisim, Rabbi was soisim the Mishnah like Rebbe's Shita. Okay. That's Reb Zeira's answer in the name of Chista. So I'm going to pop up. That the the Grusha, the Medivri Yaakov, that the case of our Mishnah was that when she said, "Din of the worm ainli imach," our original question with why is that, why does it have any effect? The case was that she did it after she had been divorced. And the cases which you're quoting from me are talking about cases where she says this before she gets divorced. She's not in a state of interacting with the lokeach yet, so that promise for the future is not binding. Now, but in our mission, it's a case where it's already effective. She has a claim, and if she already has the actual claim, as opposed to a potential claim, and she says, "Din of the worm ainli yimoch," so that it's binding upon her that she loses her rights to collect. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi says, no, it's talking about a case where she's still married. So then we have her mayor on record that she can't say Nachasura Hasisa Labali. Because
she's divorced.
Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that svara, but we have the Mishnah in Gittin which says she can say Nachasu Chosis Labali. So we end up with this uncomfortable, you know, steer and stamishnayis. Rabbi was saying like one way, and one way the other way. So Rashi says no, Kula Remeiri. That I could have both Mishnayas are Stamish as a mayor. We could have both Mishnayas are like your mayor. Okay, so the Mishnah over here, which she cannot say, Zachas Ruchas Tisha Labali, he's like your mayor. She's like your mayor. That's your mayor. That's easy. That's like, but how do you understand the Mishnah over there in Gittin? It says, Lachach Min Isha, because of Lachach Min Isha, that, she says that she says Nachazu Hasis Labali, and in the Braisa and in our Mishnah, she can't say that. What's the difference? If I come to cover Meir Hossam, El Mashen Lekuchas. The Meir says yes. In the case of two Lekuchas, in the case of the Braisa, of Chasal Rishim and Balachas Malay, the Sheni Balachas Malay, so there a mayor says, the Amri law, he said the Nachasuch of Atal, if that's true, that the reason why you're doing it is because, not because you're serious, just because it's a goodwill gesture to the husband, so then, why didn't you do it to the first purchaser? So the fact that you didn't do anything for the first one, and you did agree to the second one, indicates that you are truly agreeing to the second sale. That's what the mayor says. You don't say nachazur chasisa labali. Okay, abalokeach echad afil remeir moida. Okay, so remeir is moida. And that is therefore the Mishnah Gittin, which says Lokach Minu Ish, Chazur Lokach Minu Isha, that the Mekach is not valid because she can say Nachazur Chasis Labali. Yes, the mayor agrees to that idea in principle. So in that case, she says you can't prove from her agreement anything, and we need her agreement, so the sale is not valid. Over there, the case in the Braisa. Because we know that she's not interested in doing Nachazur Labala. The first purchaser, she didn't agree to. So then getting back to our Mishnah, so where there's only one purchaser, so she should be able to say Nachazur Chasis Labali. So then we have a kash on our Mishnah. Why is her words binding? Let her just say Nachazur Chasis Labali. Masisin. And therefore, the case of the Mishnah here is bidakosav le la'acher. that it was, there were two sales in our Mishnah as well. And therefore, that's when we said her mayor holds the fact that she did not agree to the first sale, she agrees to the second sale, then she can't say nachas ruchasis to the Bali, and then she's seriously agreeing to it. Okay. Okay. Zok Rashi. The Mor says that the lashon, that this language is not binding. The Mor says it should come from Yadu. Avinu Rakosiv Liishto. We said before, back in Parashat Kosiv, the heich of the kadam yadu, miguv v'shakarka kadam yadu. When dead of the worm, you're just promising I'm not going to shepherd with you, but you're not promising anything about truly any that you're forgoing any rights to the actual karka. But if it's kadam yadu, you're actually being the woman that you're actually agreeing to be misalik from the karka. So it says that her. That sounds like that it's totally bottle. Now, totally bottle means even we should argue like this: the husband owns the rights to the payers of the Nixon Malug. That he can sell. What he can't sell is the karka without the woman agreeing. Okay, so the woman didn't agree. We don't construe her purchase after her sale after the husband's sale that she's agreeing to the purchase. She's just doing it because that's what her husband wants. So she's not agree, so therefore the sale of the actual karka doesn't work. But the chara, the sale of the rights to the payers, why shouldn't that work? But the language of Mechabot is Mashal Gamri Filo Bakayabal. So why? Okay. So the more it says Babasa Mukminalaw, the more Babasa, therefore, because of this question, says the case is Ba'akas me oisin shalar sadas, a shitula the ksubasa, a kasubla basakha ksuba, a shaknisala shumi shalaw. So the more it gives a few different options why the mekach is not binding, either because he did not designate specifically which field it is, or that field was the field which was meyuchin for the ksuba, and they had arranged, they agreed that, or that she's the one she brought it in as a nixay. So in Barzel, a few different scenarios where the main rights are in this field are to the woman more than to the man, and therefore, if we don't have her agreement on the sale is not binding. Okay, Kosel Rishon Sharmecher Al Sadachas. So the husband sold out a field, and he wrote up the star, and the woman did not sign off on it. She did not agree to that sale. Then, because of Star Akhil, the Kach Sheni, then he sold another field where that she agreed to. So, Avuk Subasa. Imain Shaman Echarin, if there are no other fields to collect from, she has nothing to collect from. Why? The Shari Harishan Armor Hinati Lich Malkum Ligus Hamena. He says, when I bought my first field, so I left you what to collect from, and the second field, you agreed to the sale. So yourself, you gave away your rights. Huda says, no, Yecholi Shetarmer, she can say that I only agreed to the second sale to make my husband happy, and therefore the sale was not, I mean, Hasheni Tigra, she has the right to collect the field from him. Rebbe, the Sesvina, the Mishnayas, Rebbe, when you wrote the Mishnayas, so you wrote the Mishnayas, Halkab Ksuba Sosam Lokar Meir, Umasat Lizgitin, Sosam Loi Lon Mechu Botak Rebbe Yehuda. So we have the a contradicting Stam Mishnayos, but okay, that's the way it is. So the worst number of Papa Masnisim Kishahoyisa Grusha. The case of the Mishnah was that she did a divorim en li'imoch ready after she was divorced, and she's ready in a state of collecting, and then she says did a divorim en li'imoch, she will lose her rights in the karka. Ravashi Omar, filu v'yashev es tachtov. No, the case was she was still married. It's about a stomach your mayor. We can have both the stomach size like your mayor. Masisa the get in the lochach min reish, who has a lochach min reisha, lochach imech a bottle. So she bought the same field. He bought the field from the husband and then from the wife. It's only one field. That can look up your mayor, Rebraisa. That which your mayor says that she cannot say, I just did it to. Seem like I'm agreeing to my husband. Rameir only said that she cannot say that. I can remember. There were two purchasers, two different purchases. And the first one she did not agree to, so she cannot say I'm doing these things to make my husband happy, because why didn't you do that by the first sale? Therefore, the second one, which she did agree to, she cannot say that her intent just was to make the husband happy, because we see that's not how she acts. But over here, what you're saying what she's doing is valid. The case was that there were two sales. And one she did not sign off on, and one that she did. And therefore, the second one, when she did, Remeir, she did it, that's binding. And that's our mission, that it's binding. Okay. Okay, it's not the Gemara. It's not awesome. A little more than halfway down the page, last word on the line. It's not awesome. Any frame in the chasim shabodim and makam sheish b'neish, but the chasim b'neichar that we cannot go and collect from property which had been sold. It's now a meshubin. When there's any property left by the debtor, which is available by him to collect from, that's first prayer. That's first rights to collect from, and the kach can say. You can't collect from me because I left you what to collect from back by your balchoy. But Philo Hinzi Burris.
It doesn't matter what he wants.
Who's he?
I guess the debtor. The person who's owed. He's coming to collect. He has no choice what he wants. I mean, something's worse, something's better.
Well, the mission is coming up a flow. The mission is that the mission makes a list of the let's say case of Nezikin. So the law is that Nezikin collects from Edis. So if the Mazik has multiple properties, the Nezik has the right to collect from the property which is the best type of best types of properties. That's why Edis. A Balkoiv collects from Beninus. Comes in the middle. So it was each collects from Zeburus.
Who decides what's in the middle? Who decides what?
No, that's the best. The okay. person doesn't offer. That's set. You know.
Okay, it's set for them.
That's set for them. But now, if the one who owes the money, whether he's a Masik or whether he owes money as a Balkoiv or as for case of Ksuba. Even if he had multiple properties of different types of quality, but if he had sold those off, he left off only the inferior quality properties by himself.
You're the worst stuff left behind.
They have to collect from what he has before they can go to collect from the properties which are sold. That's the point of this mission. Okay. Okay. So now the Gemara asks a question like this. See, boy, the who? Ishtadav b'nei chori. Mao the litter from Mishabdi. So what's the argument? So the Gemara says over there that the Lekech has a right to tell this Baal Chayv, listen, I left property by the individual who owes you to collect from. I was careful to not purchase everything. I left over enough. I knew I was aware of your Chayv. There was a star. It makes a call. I knew about the Chayv. I knew that you have a right to collect X amount of money. And I left the properties there for you to collect from. Therefore, you have no right to come to me to collect the Chayv. Right? So what will be if after he purchased the Chayv, there was damage done to the properties, the B'nai Chorim, the properties which stayed by the one who owes the money. Okay, so do we say that at this point in time he has nowhere to collect from, so he has a right to go to the Lekuchas? Do you say Lekuchas can argue that when we bought the property we were careful to leave what to collect from, and therefore there's no shibud on our property that we left what to collect from? The fact that afterwards the property which remained got damaged in some way and it became of a lesser value, that's not our responsibility.
Yeah, and what's afterwards anyway? I mean, how long? I mean,
till the Chayv is collected.
Yeah, it could be open.
Right. So that's the worst question. Can you go from Mishabadim at that point in time or not? Okay. So Toshma, so more when you arrive from the case of this price which we just brought. Chasal Rishon lechas Maloi, the Sheni lechas Maloi. So the first so there was sale. There was property number one which was sold out, and on that she did not sign off on. The second sale she did sign off on. So if the ksuba is a deeper mayor, so Mary says she loses her ksuba. So how do we understand that? The husband had two properties. Let's say for argument's sake, each property was of value to allow her to collect her ksuba. So he sells the first property, and the woman did not agree to that. The second one, the woman agrees to. So the fact that she agrees to it, Remeir holds, makes her lose her right to collect from that property. She agreed to sell it away. I mean, she agreed to give away her rights to collect from it. That's only true on the second field, not on the first field. First, she didn't sign off on. So why didn't she collect on the first field? The answer is, the first one says, when I bought that, there was property left for you to collect from. So you had no claim against the field that I bought. Your claim was only against the remaining field, which you, of your own decision, gave that away. You signed off, and that means you gave away your rights to the second field. So the purchaser of field number one says, when I bought, I left you field number two. You chose to give away your rights to field number two. It doesn't give you a right, does not give you a right to come back to me. But but if you say that that's not true, that even after field number one is sold and field number two remains with a value, there are still scenarios which she can go back to number one if something happens to field number two. It means the shibud is there, so he doesn't have a true full claim of I left you what to collect from, because there's always that possibility lurking in the future that if something happens in field number two, she has the right to go to field number one. So let's say the same thing over here. Let her collect from the first one. Okay. So Amr Nachman Yitzchak, my Ivda Mishen. So Nachman says, right, it's a good question. And you're right, she does not lose her rights on the first field. It just means she loses her rights on the second field. Because that the chiddush of that is she can't say Nachas Ruach Tisa LeBaali, according to Meir, because we see that she did not agree to the first purchase, the second one she did. It indicates that the second one she's really seriously agreeing to, so she doesn't can't collect on the second one. But of course she goes back to the first one. Amarava, no. Shtei two is Rav. I have two responses to what you just said. In other words, I don't like that. Chado the ibdo the gamri mashal the loss of idik suvasa means it's lost, means it's gone. Doesn't mean she can't collect on the second one, but she goes back to the first and collects. She didn't lose her ksuva then. The language of ibdo that it's lost sounds like it's the gamri. Okay, that's number one. Void Tanya. We have a brisa which indicates that you don't collect. You don't. You cannot. She cannot collect from the first one. How so? It says love amino echad. That a person borrows. From Reuven, let's say, and then he sold his. He has two properties to collect them. Let's say, for argument's sake, each one is the value of the chayiv that he owes. He borrowed money from Reuven, sells his properties to Shimon and Levi. Shimon and then one field, and then Levi the second field. And then the Balchoy, Reuven, writes to Levi, Dinu Devarim Ein Le'imach, I have no rights to the claim of your the field that you bought. So he had a shivan on both properties. Shimon bought a property, leaving Reuven with enough to collect from. So Shimon argues, "You can't come to me. I left you what to collect from." Then the loiva sells the second field to Levi. So Shimon bought the first field and says, "Go to Levi." So I can't because I promised I forgot the rights. He says, that's your problem. Leave me out of it. So the Bryce says, "Ain lo alakech rishon klum in neishi yochol armer he not to the chol makom ligusim." And I left you what to collect from. The fact is that you threw that right away. That's your problem. So Rava says, "So what do you see from that Bryce? Hasim iu da afsin nafshe biyadayim, because that was so the that was where the person." Destroyed his rights with his own hands. So in Rameyer's case, it's the same thing. That the first person she did not sign off of, but the second one she did, which means she's agreeing to give away her rights in the second field. Good. So she herself is destroying her rights. But our Shiloh was a case where the field which was left over wasn't that the person destroyed his rights in the field, that something happened to the field.
By nature.
So now, in that situation, we don't know what the law is yet, but you can't prove that from a case where the virtual damage. Over here, there was a bona fide physical damage. You're bringing me from Raya case to where the person had an equivalent concept of damage by the virtual damage by giving away the rights. Yeah, because he was stupid enough to give away the rights. What is it, how do you prove the case over here? Therefore, this toshma is not a good toshma. We haven't proved the shaila. Okay. So all the Rabbi Amir Rav Ashi. So you're asking me, what do you do in a case where there was only one sale? There are two properties to collect from. He sold off the first one, left the second one, and then something happened to the second one. Your question, what happens over there, it happens all the time that the Yonim Paskin that you collect from that scenario where the remaining property was damaged, he has the right to go back to the Lokeach. The Hau Gavra, the Mishkan Le Pardesa Le Chavra Le Eser Shinin. Okay, so Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Shimon had a pardis, had a vineyard, and Shimon the loive gave it to Reuven the lender for 10 years. The idea being that Reuven would take the produce of the vineyard for 10 years, and at the end of the 10 years there'd be no debt. Okay. Vikash l'chomishnin, 5 years into this arrangement, the vineyards withered. They weren't able to produce anymore. Okay. So now So the Reuven, the Malva, went to Bezdin. Lost the Kamal Drabona. So he went to Bezdin. And the Kassel Le Tirfa. So you see that the Loiva can't tell the Malva, you know, I gave you what to collect from. So we said it's very nice, but now that something happened to it, I go back to the other properties that I collect from them. So since the Shimon, in our case, the Loiva, had other properties to collect from, he collects from them. So Rav Yemar is asking Rav Ashi, so the same thing over here. We see that you can't argue. I left you what I left for you available to collect from, and then something happened afterwards. It's your problem. We don't say that. We say no. The chayv is there. You go back and collect from other properties. Where it says no, Rav Ashi said back. Hasam nami inahu da afsidu anafshayu. The kibun da havayadi the pardesa of the kish loy boyle the mizvin. I'm sorry, I said the case wrong. I skipped this step. So there's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So Reuven lends money to Shimon. Shimon gives Reuven a pardis, and then Shimon sells another field to Levi. And then 5 years into this arrangement, the pardis that Shimon gave to Reuven dies out. So Reuven goes and collects from Levi. So let Levi argue. What do you mean? I left you what to collect from. You mamash had the field to collect from it already. So why are you coming to me? So you see that you can't argue that. The chayv is a chayv. You bought a property which, if necessary, would have to pay the chayv. You bought it. You can't say, well, but when I bought it, there was other properties to collect from. I over here, the mashkin. Samar says no. Hasaman nami inu hu daafsi idu am nashayu. Levi again is did not take the proper precautions. If the collection is either going to be from the mashkin or from the field that Levi bought, Levi is required to think about the possibility that there's no guarantee that the mashkin is going to last the whole 10 years. So he bought the property with this hanging over his head. But the case which we're discussing was something which was unexpected, is supposed to happen. So that he could argue, I didn't have to take that into consideration. And that's our Shiloh. But the Hilchosa Ishtadif B'nei Chori Tarfim Mishabdi. So, but the halacha is that even though it's only, even it's a case of Ishtadif, he has the right to go back to collect from the other properties. Okay. Let's start the Rashi's. Ishtadif B'nei Chori. So 12 lines up from the bottom. Niskalkalu. So the properties became damaged. I'm sorry. Ishtadif B'nei Chori. La'achar shalachu al-kukhus. So the kukhus bought their property. They left over B'nei Chori. And then the property was ishtadif, which means niskalkalu. Got damaged. So can the Lekukas say, when we bought our property, we left you what to collect from? So we have a right to keep our property, and it was this calculus, that's your problem. Or no, he has a shibud on the property to collect. If he doesn't know where to collect from, he goes back and goes to them. Okay. So the more said, arrived from a mayor's case, where she loses her ksuva. So why do we say that? Maybe she shouldn't be a tigvi. She is kalkul sklusa b'makom sheniach lo ligvus. But how about kishtadif? What's the difference whether there was a physical damage? Purchased property A is purchased, and afterwards there's a physical damage to the property B, and there's nowhere to collect from. Or her rights to the property were damaged. But the bottom line is she can't collect from B, so she goes back to A. So why did she lose her ksuva? So what do you see? You see that in the case of in a case where there's a damage, you don't go back to the first property. So there's a physical damage, also you don't go back to the first property. So Rabbi said no, that this is so Nachman said in the Mishen. So Rabbi said back, that's not a good answer. The Raya is a good Raya, it's not a good answer. Because, first of all, Ibda means the Gamri, Vahoy Tanya, the Marisha Lo Sigma, you don't go back to the first one.
Who said Ibda Mishayni Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak?
Correct. Hachir Sinan, Hosev Ihu Da'afsid Anafshe. So now, the flow of the Mor is not clear who's talking over here. So Rabbi says, Two tainas. Number one, it means the gun. Number two, the brisa. Then the Gemara brings the brisa, and then it says hussam. So who's talking now? Is that the Gemara answering back to Rava's taina, or is that Rava finishing off his thought? So Rosh is a kula Rava kamar. This is all Rava talking. That loy tema my ibik suvasa misheni. It's incorrect what you and Nachman Yisrael are saying, that Ivda means Misheni. The operation Ivda. No, like I said, the word Ivda means the gum. Oh, Sifso, you have a raya to our Shiloh. Filhakula Tifshut me, no, but you can't prove our Shiloh. That Ishadab bin Ichari lo Torah from Meshabdi, that in the case of Ishadab bin Ichari, you cannot go back to the Meshabbat. Because you see over here that she lost her claim, and she does not go back to the Rishon. Because over here, the Hasim, he, the of the Ksuvasa, it's only over there that she loses her Ksuva. And the same thing in Bahadakatani, Ein Loi Ala Lekach Rishon Ksuva. The same thing in the Bryce that we just brought, that he can't go back to the Lekach Rishon. Chataimu, both have the same logic. Because he had forgotten his rights to the property in his own decision. Well, double shadow, that's not comparable to this case which we're discussing, where an outside force caused the inability to collect. Or where the person threw away the rights to collect himself. He can't go back to the chaos and says, you know, I don't remember where to collect from. He says, yeah, you fool, gave away your own property, your rights, so what do you want from me? But over here, an outside thing caused it. So that's our shadow. Let's finish up the Rashi. For example, the case of Perdesa, which is a Kerem, a vineyard, Lesser Shanim. Shechlenu Esser Shanim. So the reason was that the Malva will take the produce for 10 years. The Tasha Labayla Maloy Mos, and then the owner will get the field back without having to pay any money. The Chai will finish. The Katsal Be Michelin, Shnaya Elaine, Tabagara Double Okesiv. At the end of these 10 years, the land will go back to you without any payments. The Kash Hiskin, it went bad. So somebody bought a different field. So the Baal Chayiv goes to collect another field. So Moshe says, "Oh, but they're also Yehuda Atzer and Nafshe." Lekeach Shalachak Sada Miyad Zeh Shemishken Kerem Zeh Bachrei Slechel Yerushanim. The person who bought a field from the Loiva, who gave away the Kerem as the Mashken, he should realize, "Oh, but the Kish, the nature of a Kerem is it goes bad. It ages." The Malva will again go to the Lekuchas. So if you bought under the circumstances, so that's your responsibility. But our Shaila was something unexpected happened. That's, we have no proof from that case. But the Maase is Allah, because you collected Meshavadim even in that case.